You are listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
The Archaeology Podcast Network is sponsored by Codify, a California benefit corporation. Visit Codify at www.codify.com.
This is episode 95 for the 5th of April, 2017.
My name is Daniel Kwan. I am a PhD candidate at the University of Toronto. I'm an educator at the Royal Ontario Museum, and I'm the host of the Curiosity in Focus podcast. My PhD research takes place in China. I work in Zhejiang province across a couple of, I guess, smallish towns. By like, you know, North American standards, they're very big. But by Chinese standards, they're very small, so they have less than a million people. Whereas Shanghai has like 24.8, almost like the entire population of Canada. But I work in China studying the origins of rice agriculture and sort of the earliest rice cooking technologies, trying to figure out what the Shangshan people were doing somewhere between 11,400 and 8,400 years ago. Or BP. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do. The methodology that I employ is thin section petrography. So I look at how clays are made, the technology behind the pots, and then of course to document them, I use photogrammetry, because traveling to China is expensive, and digitally preserving at least the vessel forms is important to, you know, being able to function in Canada and study something outside of the country.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's basically what I do.
Nice.
Previously, I worked in Jordan on a project that was studying sort of the rise of urbanization in the Transjordan area. And I previously worked in Japan studying the early Jomon in Hokkaido in northern Japan.
Very cool.
So that's what I do in a nutshell.
You're also studying the origins of rice.
Yes.
And you mentioned the timing of it. What are some of the implications for population dynamics, if that makes sense? Like, are we looking at a population explosion around that time? What kind of societal complexity are we looking at?
Okay. Well, we're kind of looking first, like we talked about on Go Dig a Hole.
Yeah.
We don't have human remains. We have some burials. We have some post holes. We're not looking at a huge population explosion at the moment. What we're looking at is more of a technological explosion. There, for some reason, we don't have any direct evidence of their populations increasing dramatically, but we do have their technology changing quite dramatically, around 9,500 BP. And we think that might relate to the intensified use of rice, where people would want to actually produce pottery that was better for more sustained cooking. We also think that, and this is what my talk's about today at the SAAs,
nice.
That people might have shifting their mobility patterns. Early technology that we study, closer to the 11,400 BP range, is very, very lightweight, easy to make. So we expect that people would be making those pots, moving around, and if they break them, no problem, make them again. And they're shifting to something that's far more curated. It's finer pottery, it's far more durable, and it could easily be reheated.
Nice.
So we're looking at a sort of a dietary shift and a shift in mobility. In terms of population, though, unsure yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any kind of ecological correlations with any, shifting environmental stresses?
Yeah, so the Younger Dryas, mm-hmm. and, of course, this is the early Holocene, so everything's kind of getting warmer.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So we think that's what's causing it all.
Yeah.
Like, the environment is changing around all the people that were living, you know, on the lower Yangtze River. But that is not my area of expertise. My supervisor, Gary Crawford, is the one who studies the plants. And we're trying to find more plants, but it's just really difficult to find them.
Awesome.
So right now, I'm focused primarily on the technology. Yeah.
That's really cool. Well, is there anything else you'd like to say about your research?
That it's cool.
Well, I'm going to borrow a cue from your Curiosity and Focus podcast.
Yeah.
Daniel, where can people find you?
People can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Daniel H. Kwan. That's Daniel H. K-W-A-N. You can learn more about me at danielhkwan.com and learn about my podcast, Curiosity in Focus, at curiosityinfocus.com and on iTunes and Stitcher.
Awesome. Thank you so much. This has been the ARC 365 podcast.
That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.